Today in the show, I have an opportunity to do another member profile of a great small business here in the state of Michigan. Christine Caswell's company is called Caswell Law PLLC, based in mid-Michigan. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Well, when I do these profiles of SBAM members, I always like to ask, first off, can you please describe, kind of give the elevator pitch for what your company does?
Well, I'll say, as it mentions in the name, this is obviously a law firm, and I tend to focus on elder law, estate planning, business law, especially business startup law, and administrative law.
Christine, you have kind of an interesting background. You didn't start out as a lawyer, did you?
No, I did not. I have 25 years in the communications field doing basically what you do, and I spent 18 of those years writing for Mr. Chris Holman at the Greater Lansing Business Monthly as a freelance writer, interviewing entrepreneurs about their businesses, their startups, their successes, and so forth.
Well, that's an interesting background, I think, for an attorney. How do you think those kinds of experiences maybe have informed or shaped the kind of law practice that you have today?
Well, in a couple of ways. First, I knew how to market the business because of my background, which I don't think is something a lot of the young attorneys, as they call anyone who's a new attorney, understand. I know it's just getting out there and networking and being seen and having people who know you know what you're doing, so they'll come to you. And knowing the value of, and understanding the value, I guess I should say, of social media and just being there, because I found out people often don't know who else to ask when they start having legal questions. So if they can go to a friend, then that's a great starting place. And if I can't help them, I'm more than happy to refer them to other attorneys. And this field is great about that. Attorneys work together a lot and either making referrals or just trying to help each other. And it also helped me because, like I said, I worked with entrepreneurs for all those years. So I knew what a lot of the challenges were. I'd written their stories, and I knew it wasn't going to be easy. So I did planning while I was in law school to make sure I had mentors, to make sure I was already involved in organizations. I started going to elder law meetings for the state bar when I was still in law school. So I'd only been out practicing less than 2 years when I was asked to be on the council. And I do their newsletter for them for a stipend because the lawyers were all, you know, panicking about how to do a newsletter, and that, to me, was just a natural fit. So that's a long answer to your short question.
Well, Christine, do you think then that you would describe yourself as having more of an entrepreneurial approach to the practice of law than most attorneys?
I think so, because I expected a lot of the hardships. A lot of my classmates who were younger than me, well, they also had the disadvantage of not having a lifetime of trying to save money and own property, but some of them were advertising that at this point they would take a case, you know, for a glass of milk and a sandwich, because between student loans and just trying to survive, they were finding out how brutal this can be. And so I was prepared for that and had money set aside for it, and the way I've managed to keep the business going for 5.5 years is when times are slow, I don't get paid. And that's a hard one for a lot of people to understand, because I keep the business afloat more than worrying about how I'm keeping up a lifestyle or so forth. And I don't have lines of credit at my business. It's a cash-only situation. I do have a credit card, but that's more for security issues and maybe the occasional large expense that I might have to pay on. But I just knew what I was going to be in for in some ways. But, you know, it's feast or famine like it is with so many entrepreneurial ships.
Well, you can certainly tell that you've got some experience in being a small business owner, and you're a sole proprietor. Is that correct?
Yes, and also a solo attorney, meaning I'm everything at my office. I am the IT person. I am the secretary. I am the receptionist. I am the attorney. I'm not a very good filing person. I do admit that. But yeah, if there's something to be done, I do it. A lot of times people will call me and they seem confused because I'm answering my own phone. But at the same time, you know, they realize, oh, they have the advantage that they're actually talking to me. They don't have to go through a network. It's just me right there chatting with them and setting up the appointment with them and answering their questions.